Mary Chani Saslow has joined us in the studio, and she is an artist, and most of you know her for her work over in the architecture department because she has been there for years and years and years, and you just recently retired, Mary. She's now got time to devote a lot more to doing her artwork, and she has an exhibit that is on display, and it's going to be there through the 14th of October, and we're going to be talking about the Flood Art Show. So, Mary, first of all, welcome. It's good to have you.
I've been looking forward to this.
Just as a start, I know that you wrote this in response to the drought of 2011, and so this is how this whole project came to be. So just tell us a little bit more about it and expand on that.
Well, we all suffered that dreadful drought when Bastrop burned, and
right.
I lost 3 trees, and you probably lost some, and, you know, we had to shift normal from 90-something to 100-something. So 2 years later, in the spring of 2013, I found myself in Berkeley visiting my daughter and sisters. And I stood in Berkeley and looked out towards San Francisco, and there was the bay shining in front of me, and the city rising like white towers above the fog, and the bridges connecting the hills like villages connected by bridges. And I had a moment. I didn't really make a decision. I just felt kind of a lurch of my heart, and I thought, I'm going to draw water. And I drew abundant water. So I didn't realize till later that I did it because of that awful drought.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this was my answer.
How many pieces did you actually end up with?
Well, it took me a year and a half. I'd get up every morning, have a cup of coffee, sit with my eyes closed. I opened the before I began drawing, and I just decided on something very current. And I did about 100 drawings in more than a year and a half about that. And then I picked 66 and turned them into a book, which startled me no end. I couldn't believe
something
that happened. Yeah. And Karen Hillier came over and said, oh, you got to have a show. So I picked 46, and I'm having the show right now.
Okay. All of this is being displayed in the Wright Gallery here on the campus in the Langford Architecture Center. And it is available anytime that the building is open, so you can go over and check it out. But I know you're having some special events, so let's talk about that.
Okay, it's open 8 to 5. Just show up. Put it on your list of places to go. It's been sort of moribund. It's been a meeting room, but a wonderful committee has taken it over, and it is a great place now. This coming Tuesday, we're having a reception. It's usually called an opening, but
mm-hmm.
the show's been up for a while. And it's from 4:30 to 6:30. And it's just a celebration.
Okay.
People are welcome to come.
All right. And that's Tuesday, September the 15th from 4:30 to 6:30, and it'll be in the gallery. Parking is sort of at a premium over in that area. So what's the best suggestion
you
have for
if
folks?
If you come after 5, you might have the kind of tag that you can park there. Or otherwise, they say park in Central Garage or
okay.
something.
And the Central Garage is over by the quad area where the dorms are and that kind of stuff. So you'll by the library, Evans Library, over by the pavilion, and that's the Central Garage over there. So,
well, bring some water with you.
Yeah. It's applicable to the show. Let's talk about this because you covered several different things. In the book, which is titled Flood, you've got river, village, city, storm, and deluge. So talk a little bit about how you categorize these. And I understand that a lot of the meanings of what you had done didn't even come to you until the end of the project.
That's right. I brought the drawings back. I visited the West Coast, the East Coast. I did a lot of drawings here. I just drew. And I showed them to friends, and it was a bit chaotic because there'd be a lovely, happy drawing, and then there'd be a very sad, miserable drawing. And they were unrelated, and they were done intentionally as unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
I was just responding to maybe a drawing I saw in Washington, D.C., or maybe an event I participated in California, or something I thought about when I was here. So I decided to do what my animation students do, and I took them and I didn't arrange them by the time I drew them, but by the content. So I found I had a pile of rivers, then villages living in harmony with the rivers, and then bold cities like that view I'd seen of San Francisco, tower cities rising above the water with power. And I must be influenced by my environment because the main one when you walk in front of you actually has a football stadium.
Oh my gosh! Okay, yes, yes. There you can't get very far from the football stadium here at Texas A&M, right?
Did you see the game?
No, I'm only kidding. Towers over everything. Yes.
Anyway, that's all very happy. And when you go to the show, those surround you in the front room, and you know you're very happy. But then you keep going, and I found that there were other drawings that I had drawn when I heard the news of flood and storm and deluge. And those drawings also went in a pile of storm drawings and then of deluge, final deluge. You know, I guess we're all going to have to hop into a boat and
one of these days,
yeah,
probably, right?
Put our animals in 2x2.
Well, the drawings are on display over at the Wright Gallery at the Architecture Center. But the book, tell us about the book. I'm assuming that these are for sale.
Well, thank you for mentioning that.
You bet.
That was very sweet of you. Well, I designed it, which wasn't that hard for me. I was a book designer in New York for 3 years, but that was a long time ago. But I arranged them, and I had to find ones that were compatible across from each other. And I ended up with 6 chapters, mm-hmm. each with 11 drawings.
Okay. And where does one get this book?
And you have to go to blurb.com. I could put it on Amazon, but it would cost more. And so it's on blurb.com,
okay.
And you go to the bookstore, and you enter either Chani, C-I-A-N-I, or you enter Flood for the title,
okay.
And
all right.
There it is, and you can order it. And they print it for you. Unbelievable.
All right. Well, Mary, thank you very, very much. And again, the exhibit will be on display through the 14th. There is a reception next Tuesday, September the 15th, from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Langford Architecture Center in the Wright Gallery. So, Mary, thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Bring the kids.